you're the founder of World Language. Yeah. How long has it been in existence, and how are the numbers?
Well, I've always been interested in remittances. I mean, I come from Hargeisa, Somaliland, where I grew up. My family used to receive remittances from the Gulf. We have family members, and it was that time when I actually got interested in understanding how remittances worked. Then went to study in the UK, to University of London. And then when I was in the UK, I became a sender and had first-hand experience of the inconveniences of sending money back home. Then I did a PhD, which involved food security, and that was when I understood actually again how remittances have become a lifeline for millions of poor people. Subsequently, I worked for the first UN remittance initiative set up after 9/11. I was based here in Nairobi. That was a scheme set up to help hawalas and other traditional money transfer companies to comply with EU regulations. And it was after that I decided to found and set up a World Remitter. So I set up a World Remitter in 2010. And so the company is now 6 years old. And we send remittances now from 50 countries to more than 140 countries. We've been fortunate enough. I think we've raised just under $200 million of investment. You know, our biggest success has been our partnership is with mobile money services. So today, 74% of all transactions that go to mobile money services go through WorldRemit. And so really, I think part of my inspiration comes from the success of mobile money. I was here in Nairobi 2006 when M-Pesa was conducting some of the earliest trials. I've still got the mobile phone, which I used at the time to do some of those trials. And then when we launched, I think our focus was really mobile money, because this we knew that this was going to be a growth area. And so today, one third of all our transactions go to mobile money accounts, and that's the fastest growing channel for us.
Okay. How is it transmitted and how does it work?
Okay, so how does the system work? So we, somebody in the diaspora in one of the 50 countries, from New Zealand, Australia, all the way to Canada, can either download our app or use our website and register. And once they register, it's simple. They can either transfer the money from the bank account or use their card to send money. So from the sending side, it is cashless. And then on the receive side, we offer cash pickup. We offer instant, mostly instant credit to bank accounts. So we partner with banks also, so that those who want to send usually larger amounts, the money can go to a bank account or mobile money. So those are the three main ways of paying out. But in some markets, still, cash the king, so where mobile money is not as successful as, they say, in Uganda, Tanzania, Kenya, or Zimbabwe, we still offer cash pickup.
Okay. Where are you headquartered? Number of offices, number of employees, sort of your operations?
So the company is headquartered in London. So globally, we have 360 people who work for us, of which 250 are based in London. And we currently send just under 600,000 transactions a month. So we're one of the fastest growing digital companies. And today we're the largest independent digital money transfer business in the world. And build a big business within a short period of time.
Okay. At the very local level, how have you seen this sort of platform movement of money from one place to another just change lives?
From my experience, I'm also a user of the system, and I think it is genuinely the convenience. Before, you could only share money with immediate family members because often that meant $100, $200. Now, you can share money with friends. I get school friends who ask me sometimes small amounts of money. And I think that's really great because, it is so easy to do. So if you can afford, it's easy. It's just like, whereas in the past, it was difficult even to communicate with somebody back home. Now, the instant communication, the WhatsApp, plus our app, are changing the way people share money.